And for Off the Block, I'm Vinny Lopes, and we are now joined by St. Francis Men's Volleyball Head Coach Michael Rumbaugh, as we are talking some big news that came out last week as the NEC is going to add men's volleyball to their conference, meaning that the longtime EIVA school of St. Francis is going to have a new home in a couple of years. So, Coach, I want to ask you, what's your initial thoughts of this move and the NEC adding men's volleyball?
First thought is I think it's awesome for men's volleyball that we actually have some expansion, and it's nice that we're the second all-conference sport to add men's volleyball. So I'm fired up for that. I think I have enough built relationships with the EIVA that we're not going to have a problem scheduling the EIVA teams. But I like the fact that we're expanding and growing.
Well, talking about some of the teams that you have coming in, kind of the interesting thing, you look at this, you know, we know you, we know Sacred Heart, but there's four new teams that are getting off the ground. And I want to ask you, have you had an opportunity to chat with any of those coaches that are starting their programs? And what do you think this conference is going to look like competitively in the first year or two?
Yeah, I think it's going to grow fast. From what I understand, four of the new schools actually have the 4.5 scholarships, which already knocks off me and Sacred Heart. You know, they're going to be have us that way. And I think when they went looking for coaches, Merrimack is still hiring, but getting Sean Paschal at Long Island and Carl France to FDU, I think those are big-time coaches that have been around the game for a long time. So recruiting is not going to be an issue, and they have the airport and they have the cities around them. So I think that men's volleyball can grow really fast in the Northeast Conference. And if you look at the buildup of some of the schools, they actually, in other sports, they have a lot of foreign athletes. And so the league getting good fast can really happen.
And, Coach, one of the interesting things for you and your why I ask, you know, because you got players right there as opposed to these teams that are recruiting. How did your players, when you talked to them, react when they heard that, you know, they were going to be changing conferences?
See, it was actually kind of funny because more of the alumni guys chimed in saying, man, wish we would have had that opportunity. And I don't think the young guys know what they have in front of them yet. But, like, Josh, he's the fifth-year senior, so this will be his last year. He came back and said, hey, any chance I can redshirt to come back to fight for the NEC championship? I'm like, no, Josh, this is it for you. Graduate and move on. But the guys are liking the fact that we can actually, it's not just us and Sacred Heart playing for the trophy. It's going to be a whole conference battle before it. I think they're pretty excited for that.
Coach, you look at your roster historically, really have tapped into Pennsylvania, but you know, with the NEC adding, you know, do you feel, and just more schools, do you feel that you're going to be able to keep that, you know, Pennsylvania footprint, or are you feeling that there may be some other teams looking at poaching some good Pennsylvania players?
Yeah, I think we've always had Pennsylvania kids going elsewhere too. I kept a lot of them in town, and Penn State's obviously kept their share of the guys. But I think with the growth of men's volleyball across the whole country, what you see happening in Florida and Texas is pretty awesome. Yeah, and those guys are going to have to fly somewhere to get recruited. So I do think we're going to be bringing kids from all over the country. For the Pennsylvania boys, I think they're going to look at Penn State and St. Francis first and foremost before they actually branch out.
I want to ask you, recruiting, Coach, you know, you look at it, how much do you feel it's going to help recruiting to tell players, hey, look, get to the NCAA tournament, we don't necessarily need to get past Penn State, even though I should say you guys have done that before in the EIVA tournament.
Yeah, and the EIVA, it's getting brutal. The fact that it's not just Penn State, Jordan Mason's won it, Harvard's won it, Princeton's won it. We've got some more diversity in teams going, but the EIVA has gotten a lot stronger really quick. And I like the fact the EIVA is pretty good, but it's nice to have somebody else to have another opportunity in the Northeast to actually get out and go to the championship. The way California slipped with the MPSF and the West Coast Conference, I think it's nice to see that happen on the East Coast too.
And Coach, just that, St. Francis is an NEC school, so volleyball fans are going to know a little bit about the NEC, you know, kind of through you guys. But as a whole, you know, what should the volleyball fans know about this conference?
I think Noreen's done a good job of putting it out there that we want to be a conference-sponsored sport. And I like the fact that the athletic directors know that it is an important sport, and we're going to be playing at the same time as basketball, and it's going to be filling the gyms in February, March, and April. But I like the fact that they looked at it for a long time before they decided to go with it. And I think they're serious when they put it forward. I know they're already looking at the official assigners and scheduling for the future. And the first point group that are really of getting it going for us, and the teams have some ability to travel. Long Island's already heading out to Hawaii this year, and John Sproul said that he would actually travel to the East to play some of these schools and play in our venues. So that's actually pretty good also. But I think once we get it in the gyms and the people in the area see what men's volleyball is all about, I think it'll grow even faster.
Well, I know it feels like a lifetime ago, but those West Coast teams got to watch out when they go to St. Francis, a la Stanford in 2020. Coach, I want to ask, looking ahead at your team, obviously NEC is exciting news, but you're in the IVA this year, so what can we expect from the Red Flash in 2022?
The notable graduates, we lost Roman Vetter and Michael Fisher. But we returned a lot of guys that were young, getting a lot of playing time last year. So I'm actually excited with the youth and the energy. And they're, I guess, not real young. They're a bunch of juniors. But the freshman class is actually pretty good, too. The atmosphere in the gym is it's not one man. We're not, chasing that. Fisher kind of carried the load for us. We're kind of dividing up the kills and the attempts. And the fight and the battle and the just that we're in our four-hour segments right now. Or 4 hours in the gym, the 8 hour segment. But the battles are pretty good. And what I really like is watching how many guys are coming in on their own time and getting reps and practice. And they're taking serve receives and just firing up the ball. So I love where the energy for our guys are. And I know this is the last push in the EIVA, and I really want to go out and win it. Looking at the EIVA as a whole, Penn State is really, really good. They returned pretty much everybody. And George Mason had those young guys that got a lot of playing time last year. Harvard and Princeton, I have, the years since they played, but they're hungry to get back in the gym. I think the EIVA is going to be extremely competitive this year. And NJIT, they got their setter back from 2 years ago, and they did graduate one outside hitter, but I think the EIVA as a whole is going to be really tough to beat this year.